November last year, some of your listeners may be aware that the European Space Agency launched a new satellite, the Soil, Moisture and Ocean Salinity satellite called SMOS, which is the first ever dedicated satellite to the measurement of soil moisture, which will provide soil moisture data for the top 5 centimetres at spatial resolutions of 40 kilometres. In order to make that useful to many of your listeners in the agricultural communities, what we need to do then is to combine those observations with numerical model predictions so that we can provide not only top 5 centimetres soil moisture data, but also soil moisture information over the top 1 metre or so being the root zone. And also to increase that spatial resolution from the 40 kilometre that the satellite will provide to resolutions on the order of 1 kilometre, which will be at sort of the paddock scale that some of your broadacre farmers would be operating.
And some of these measurements have already been undertaken. So in January and February, the satellite flew over and started taking that data. What were you doing at the same time at a closer level?
Right. So that satellite is still undergoing its commissioning phase and will do so for the first 6 months of its life. So in January and February, we conducted a 5-week long experiment across the Murrumbidgee catchment, where we had a team of researchers from around the world, in fact, that came and participated in the collection of soil moisture data, both on the ground and with an aircraft. So we had an aircraft flying over areas of approximately 50 kilometres by 100 kilometres to map out a couple of SMOS pixels in a go. And at the same time, we had teams of people on the ground measuring soil moisture across areas of about 3 kilometres by 1 kilometre to validate the aircraft data, which could then be in turn used to validate data from this satellite mission. And we did that at 10 patches across the Murrumbidgee, giving us a transect then of 500 kilometres wide by 100 kilometres in depth.
What would you really be going to use this data for?
Well, this data, particularly when coupled with numerical modelling systems, can be used to not only give information to farmers about the current status of their soil moisture conditions in the root zone, but could also, when coupled with numerical weather and climate forecasts, give information on seasonal to sort of interannual predictions of what the soil moisture will do, which could provide valuable information about what sort of crops they might want to put in and when they might want to plant those crops, if at all.
Has anything like this been done before on such a scale?
This has been the first satellite mission that's targeted at soil moisture measurement. This is the very first validation campaign for this experiment, and in fact the one that's been done at the most such a large scale. There are some validation campaigns being proposed for Europe, which are starting to happen now as they come into their spring, but those are much more limited in their scope, and so this is not only the first, but we expect to be one of the most extensive validation campaigns.
And when can farmers hear from you about the results about their soil moisture?
Well, we're anxiously waiting to start to receive data from the SMOS mission. As I mentioned, it's still in its commissioning phase, but we are starting to see some data flow through, and we would hope that by the end of the year that we would have some early results from this comparison with our campaign data and the satellite, and also some early results from our modelling system that's under development.